나도 들떠 비행기는 no no 투피대 속에 check-in 난 너를 몰래 hashtag 너와 함께면 나 어디라도 좋아 1초에 훌쩍 여기저기 가기 right 내 손 잡아 한여름 밤의 핀터 같이 우리들만의 파도 타기 볼 게 우린 너무 많아 하루 종일 더 깊이 빠져 어느새 시간이 멈춰
Fashion 시작된 motion 웃음이 번져 비밀스레 그려지는 미래 우린 같이 이렇게 또 밤새 나를 따라 너를 따라 한 발 두 발 날아가 정일 빙도나 주말같이 끝을 모르는 파도 타기 할 게 우린 너무 많아 On my mind 다른 발걸음을 맞춰 우리 둘 사이를 채워 다시 또
Turn around
내게 설레 가까워진 것만 지르지 마
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to the Slay List. This is Lucas.
And this is DJ Quinoa.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. And today we have a very exciting spring break themed episode.
Woo.
This is a little bit late. I did have this slated for before spring break. But things happen.
Many things happen.
Well, one thing happened. It was a big thing, to be fair.
I mean, it was one big thing, but also... Anyway.
Anyway, so we are doing this now because I liked the idea and I just wanted an excuse to play, songs from my spring break destination. But it's okay because now we can talk about how our spring breaks went. And I think it was a... It was an interesting time for the both of us.
Yes.
So
yours in particular, the very end of it was quite the experience.
It was fun. I went to the great nation of Canada. I was in Vancouver for a few days, multiple days. I was staying with a friend at UBC and then another family friend that lives just like in Vancouver proper. And then I ventured into Montreal alone. It's kind of exciting. And
due to some unforeseen circumstances, I ended up staying here in Boston for a few days and then went to D.C. with my family.
The cherry blossoms.
And
I did go cherry blossom viewing as well. I have a great Instagram post I have slated for sometime in the next few weeks.
I feel like you've already released a few, right?
I'm milking this vacation for
pictures. You're stretching it out.
I see staggering. Why not,
no? Yeah.
Anyway, so basically, I just wanted to play some kind of artists from our spring break destinations, just because. Okay, I did this mostly for me because Canada has produced many, many various. I would say slayful artists.
I mean, yeah, staying in the if if I had just done like US artists in general, I was a bit boring. So we tried to make it work for just like Boston and DC artists. There are quite a few, I'm afraid not to my taste, so there's only a few additions to the playlist in that regard.
Yes, but you know, I think we have a very exciting little playlist here. So please enjoy our first artiste, just a little Canadian girl that you guys might know as Avril Lavigne. My dear Canadian princess, Avril Lavigne, born in Bellevue, a small town in Ontario. And yeah, it was my first time going to Canada during spring break. I had such a blast, I'm not even gonna lie. I had never gone before, and I really enjoyed it. Like, the people were just very friendly in Vancouver, and like, it was just, I don't know, it felt very safe. I don't know, I would love to go back for sure. Maybe in the summer. When I did go, it was raining the whole time, it was sunny for one day, which we weren't expecting. And I did like some sightseeing with my friend Shyla, if you're listening to this. Probably not. But oh my god, if you know either me or Joaquin and you're listening to this right now, please text us, because we really want to know, because we don't know who's listening. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, but it was really nice. I kind of forced her and my other family friend. Actually, no, my other family friend like was into it as well. We wanted to scout the locations of the famous Twice music video Likey, which was filmed in Vancouver. I did get a lot of photos from my Instagram, of course. But anyway, why don't you tell us about your spring break down in DC?
So I honestly didn't do much when I was in Boston, to be fair. I really just stayed in my hotel, did a test walking around.
You went to Tate. I went four times.
Four times, but it included DC. We went once in DC.
They have one in DC?
It's very good.
Oh.
I think it's a little bit more expensive, though. I was surprised. I thought it would be cheaper. But, so I went to DC. We went to do, like, a lot of the classic stuff in DC. We went to see the Smithsonian, like, the different monuments, you know, Washington Monument, all that jazz. But honestly, like,
there's not a lot in DC.
There isn't that much. I think, like, well, I would enjoy it a little bit more is to explore the city a bit more. Because, like, we only had two real days. Because the first day we got there, we were so exhausted. We just stayed in our hotel the entire day because it was nice. Like, a nice hotel.
Ugh, I want to stay in a nice hotel.
Honestly. Like, the fresh sheets and just lying down.
Did you have your own room?
Huh?
Did you have your own room?
No. It was all four of us in one room.
No, was it one of those with the two beds?
Yeah.
Oh, you had to share a bed with, like, what, your sister?
No, my dad. Don't come for me. That's just how it is.
I'm not allowed to share a bed with my dad after multiple vacations. Actually, at this point, they just, like, don't want me to share a bed with anybody.
Really?
I'm a blanket hogger and also a roller.
Oh, you're like my sister. You're like my sister then.
Oh, and your mom just puts up with it?
Yeah, but it's more like the real hazard in our family is snoring.
Oh, I'm a really bad snorer.
So, like, you haven't met my dad. That's why, like, I was sort of sacrificed.
I used to be. What? You're injured. You're disabled.
It's okay. Anyway. It was honestly, like, fine, I guess. Separate note. Sorry to my dear family for hearing this for some reason.
Hi, Tita. No, I don't know. Like, solo traveling for me was, like, it's kind of fun. I did it before, back when I was in Singapore. I went to Japan by myself once. It was very nice. It was very peaceful, but I didn't know people there. And I think that was the difference between my time in Vancouver and Montreal. Was in Vancouver, I was, I was always with somebody, versus in Montreal, I was, like, truly by myself, and as it turned out, it was a bit scary. We'll talk about that later. But I did have a good time in Vancouver. It was also really Asian.
Honestly, that's expected.
I know, but I really liked that. Like, I didn't process it until I was there, and it was, like, at the airport, and I was like, wow, everyone here is Asian. This is, like, home. It was really nice, actually. I really enjoyed that. And a lot of really good Asian food. I pretty much ate Asian food for, like, my entire time there.
Honestly, that would be the call.
Yeah. I did go to this one, like, kind of, like, shady-looking bar. But anyway, we're going to play a artiste that you may or may not know to be born in Washington, D.C. Please enjoy Bridget Mendler, Ready or Not.
The night is young, in the crowd, the music's loud, but I will fight.
That was Bridget Mendler, born in Washington, D.C. I had to do some research on who was from Washington, D.C.
It was hard.
It was not easy.
I was struggling.
You actually don't know Bridget Mendler, I think is a crime.
I don't know a lot of artists, to be fair.
I love Bridget Mendler from Lemonade Mouth and Good Luck Charlie fame. You know, she's like a Disney star, but she's like barely a Disney star at this point. She, you know, she goes to MIT and Harvard. Yeah.
No way.
She got her like undergrad at like USC or something, you know, while she was on Disney Channel.
Oh, okay.
And then she went to MIT for her PhD. She's at the MIT Media Lab, and now she's getting a law degree at Harvard.
Damn.
I know.
She's really doing it all.
And she's still kind of-ish releasing music. She's working on something.
She's just doing...
It's very much her side hustle.
Yeah, it's very much just like... It's giving very much like, you know, I only just release a song for the fans just once in a while.
Yeah. Give a little something. I'm a big fan of her. I can't believe... Did you never watch, like, Good Luck Charlie?
I, like, saw it on Disney Channel, but this wasn't my thing. Like, I was more a fan of, like, Wizards of Waverly Place at that
point. Oh, I do love Wizards of Waverly Place.
That was more of my fantasy.
Oh, Selena Gomez. She's a better actress than singer.
Yeah, especially now. I saw her in the Only Murders in the Building. She actually,
I heard that was really good.
Her acting's on point on that, genuinely speaking.
If anyone has tried her makeup line, please text me. I really want to know if it's good. I've heard mixed reviews, so...
I feel like a lot of celebrities mixed reviews. The only one I've heard, like, decent is, like, Rihanna's stuff.
Oh, Fenty?
Fenty.
Fenty's nice. Anyway.
But they're sort of also just doing the bare minimum. But we called it, like, the most at the time, because it was, like, somehow, like, revolutionary.
It's, like, not bad. It was a very good shade range, which I think was the big draw for a lot of people.
Yes, it had the widest shade range.
Do you remember when Rihanna came to Singapore?
Oh, I sort of remember this.
She came to visit, like, she just, like, quirkily, like, on Instagram stories was like, LOL, I'm in Singapore, because, like, she was just coming to Sephora, the Sephora and Ion, and I texted my friend, Alana, and then we were like, oh my god, should we go? But then we didn't go, because it was, like, a random school day, and I was like, well, you know, like, it wouldn't make sense, and there was a very large crowd there, so I was like, you know what, like, is Rihanna even going to notice me? But, like, thinking about it, like, it would have been cool just to, like, you know... Screw it, and just go see.
I thought Rihanna basement, though. I think that would have been a nightmare.
But you know, like, I feel like seeing her, like, in person must be very, like, ethereal.
I don't know. I feel like seeing your celebrities in person can also be a bad thing, because you also realize, like, oh, maybe they're not all that.
I mean, it's Rihanna, though. She is all that.
She is all that. She is all that. She gives everything.
I wish you went to, like, Barbados for spring break to play Rihanna. Anyway, we're gonna play the next. Canadian superstar. I don't know if you know her, but I really like her. One would say I really, 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 really like her. This is Carly Rae Jepsen.
I really wanna stop, but I just got the taste for it. I feel like I could fly with the ball on the moon. So honey, hold my hand, you like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die. Tell you something. I really, 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 really.
that said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something.
That was Carly Rae Jepsen, and welcome back to the Slay List. I love Carly Rae Jepsen. One of my friends in Singapore is listening, and she just called her a two-hit wonder, and I just want everyone to know that that's not true. Carly Rae Jepsen is a three-hit wonder. Okay, Call Me Maybe, I Really Like You, and Good Time featuring Fun. Just thought I had to defend her. Anyway, Carly Rae Jepsen was born in BC, the same province as Vancouver, which was I was in, and I really I'm gonna talk more about my little adventures, not my Montreal adventures, that's for later, but I just really enjoyed, I think, like, the thing about Vancouver is just so peaceful. And I did go one day, so I was staying with my family friend, right? And oh my god, he had the cutest dog ever, so adorable. I showed you a picture, right?
Yeah,
so cute. And yeah, so I told him I wanted to see the cherry blossoms in Victoria, which is, like, on Vancouver Island. You have to take a ferry. And he was like, okay, sure, I'll drive you. And I was like, slay. And then, like, oh my god, so we came, like, a little bit too late for, because it was, like, a 9 o'clock ferry. Apparently, you have to get there at 8:30. So we got there, like, 8:35 or something. And then we had to wait until the 11 o'clock ferry. I know.
No way.
I know.
You are 25 minutes early and you still have to wait?
Because apparently you have to get there, like, super, super early. So we're like, oh, shit. Like, we didn't know that. And I was like, so it's okay. But we ended up going anyway. I only spent, like, 3 hours there, which is really sad, because we had to take, like, a 5 o'clock one back. Yeah, it was, like, a 5 o'clock one back. So we ate lunch, and then when I looked at the cherry blossoms, we were, like, a little bit too early, but I did get some pictures, and I was really excited. But yeah, just, like, a lot of just, I don't know, a lot of cherry blossoms in like, the Vancouver area. And then I went, okay, so I was staying with my friend at UBC, right? UBC is so pleasant. It is a very large campus, and I would probably get lost a bit, but it was really fun. Like, it was really nice, and it's just, like, they have, like, so many cute things. They have, like, an Asian garden.
Oh my gosh.
Like, a Japanese garden that I went to. It was really pretty.
That could have been me.
Did you apply?
I actually got in before, like, I got my UBC result before I got my Tufts result. But I had early ED Tufts, so it was a binding.
I didn't know, like, because the thing about Canada is you kind of have to, it's, like, a little bit less kind of, like, open-ended than,
yeah, it had
US.
To be structured. I would be, like, full-on science.
I am so undecided. I mean, like, honestly, I have a major now, but TBD on that one.
Yeah.
So, but I... Yeah, if I was there and I was like, oh my god, I should transfer. Did you look at any schools while you're in DC? Did you look at one in Georgetown?
I went to Georgetown. Not the actual campus. We went to, like, the shopping district next to Georgetown.
It's a shopping district? I don't remember much.
It's a full-on shopping district. It's, like, better than Newbury, full-on.
Okay, Newbury is a low bar, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I'm just, like, that's my reference point, yeah, right now. I mean, like, it's not giving Soho in New York by far, but... it is what Boston has.
That's nice. Was there a Uniqlo?
There's a Uniqlo. Actually, the ones that I really remember, they had, like, an Aritzia.
I found out Aritzia's Canadian. Just thought, ooh, everyone should know that.
That actually kind of makes sense. I don't know.
It didn't occur
to
me.
It's kind of giving that energy.
There's no Uniqlo in Vancouver. In the Coves.
That's actually scandalous with the amount of Asian people that live in Vancouver.
Right, but there was a
Uniqlo.
Muji, which was really nice. I tried on a pair of pants. Yeah. It fit. It was just, like...
Yeah. On the subject of cherry blossoms, I also went cherry blossom viewing in Washington, D.C., and the cherry blossoms were in full bloom.
Lucky.
But disaster strikes when you least expect it. Because there was 2 days of rain before the cherry blossom day that I went, everyone was there that day.
Oh.
So it was, like, genuinely probably more people than there were cherry blossoms. Like, let's be real. It was really, like, impressive. There was someone who took, like, an hour. I saw someone, like, take an hour to set up a charcuterie board and take photos with it. And then they only ate it, like, slightly.
Wait,
and then they left.
I'm, like, obsessed with that, though. No?
It was funny. Oh, there's also some people taking, like grad photos or, like, wedding photos.
Oh, yeah.
I was a bit upset, though, because it is an MLK, like, monument.
Oh.
So people were standing on, like, the monument. Like to take photos.
Not very classy, IMO.
Like, they're kind of stepping into, like, the different, like, gardening things. I was like, this is not right. This is, like, a civil rights monument. You can't just be stepping on it. So, a bit of a yikes for them. I think they should know better, especially at D.C. Mm-hmm. But
do they? Who knows?
Who knows? I'm not the one to say. I was only there for really 2 days. So, I can't gauge the level of the energy.
Last time I went to D.C. was to tour Georgetown.
It was a bit of, like, a slower energy, I would feel. It's, like, it's like upscale but slow.
Fast-paced city. Definitely not. I don't know. I don't think it's for me. It was nice. I just thought I liked Georgetown. I liked the campus, and I just like the vibe. I like that their color was blue. But then I realized that, like, I don't care. I don't say I don't care, but, like, I'm not involved in politics like that, and I think that I would not thrive in a school that is so politically centered. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's really in the thick of it. It's also known very strongly for that.
I was going to apply, though, if I didn't get into Tufts.
I mean...
But I'm here now, yay!
It had three subject tests. I was like...
Me?
No, Georgetown requires three subject tests.
Oh, yeah, my subject tests were not that good.
It was way too much.
I took the Chinese one. My CD skipped, if you're wondering why I don't have an 800. I shouldn't put myself on blast like that. Anyway... But
you exposed yourself.
We have a couple messages. We have two messages today, one PSA and one which is a donation drive PSA. Please donate now. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu. Under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering. Then other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. We do depend on donations from loyal listeners or like you guys to keep this going. So if you want to support us, that'd be a great way to help. And another one. Another very important PSA. Oh, sorry, I just hit the mic. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH, I don't know what that stands for. You do chemistry. Nickel something something.
It's like the Institute for like...
Oh, never mind.
For like safety and stuff.
Okay, well, today's batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We like to keep it educational here. Anyway, we have another song coming up. Another artist that was born in D.C. But this is a collaboration with three other artists, and it's also one of my go-to karaoke songs. Let me hear y'all flow, sisters.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh. Hey, sister, go.
Lie down in old Moulin Rouge, strutting a style.
in the guard of banks. Let them know we bout that cake straight out the gate. We independent women, some mistake us for whores. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like a car. High heel shoes, getting love from the dudes for badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge.
Hey, sisters, soul sisters. Better get that dough, sisters.
We drink wine with diamonds in the glass by the case, the meaning of expensive taste.
You want a enchi-enchi-ya-ya.
Come on.
Mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mamu.
One more time, come on.
Was Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Pink, and Maya, Lady Marmalade from the Moulin Rouge. Speaking of Moulin Rouge, there are quite a few people who went down to New Orleans for spring break. I did have friends that were gonna go, but then their plans got canceled because one of their friends got COVID. Very sad, actually. But yeah, Maya was born in Washington, D.C. And okay, I feel like a lot of people, you know, in the context of Lady Marmalade, everyone's always like, oh, I don't want to be Maya. Like, everyone wants to be Christina. But you know what? I think that Maya is really, like, her role in the song, like, I feel like she is underappreciated. You know, she holds it down, okay? She holds it down. Like, she might not be, like, screaming like Christina in Pink, but she's holding down her part. And I feel like, you know, you need a bass. You need a bass like Maya. Not everyone can, like, not everything has to be a screaming contest. That's how I see it, you know? But that's just me. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to mention, for all my Carly Naders out there, Carly Rae Jepsen did tease her new album, Western Wind, I think. So please anticipate with good results her new release. I don't know when it's coming. I did not do enough research on that. Anyway, but next we're gonna play a little piece by another. Oh, do you have anything you wanna say? Anything you wanna add before I start the next song?
Is it the one I put on?
No.
Okay.
It's a French Canadian. Perhaps the most famous French Canadian. Here.
Y'all, I'm struggling.
The playlist.
Oh, yes, this is a classic.
Yeah, everyone loves her. And they'll talk about my time in French Canada. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
when you question me for a simple answer, I don't know what to say, no, but it's plain to see, if you stick to
The Way It Is by Celine Dion. That was the song. Yeah, and I really love this song. I don't know, it's not the first song most people think of when they think of Celine, but it's the first song I think of because I think it's good. And I want to just talk about my adventure in French Canada alone. I was quite scared, actually. Yeah. So, you know, I spent, like, the entire time, like, you know, being, like, in Vancouver, being guided by friends. And then I'm thrust into this new province of Canada, the scary Quebec. And I was like, whoa, like, I don't speak French. And, like, it's fine, but, like, you know, like, it doesn't hit you until, like, I got into my Uber to go to my Airbnb. And then the guy started speaking to me in French, and I was like, sorry, English? And he's like, oh. Like, they speak English, but I feel like they just prefer not to. They, like, there's still, like, an element of the French snobbiness that I think stays with the French Canadians. That's what I'll say.
The scandal of it all.
That's what I'll say.
Controversial.
But I was having, like, a grand old time. Well, no. Okay, so I got to my place, and then the next morning, I get up, and I go out to Chinatown, because I was like, I need to be, you know, I need to feel safe, you know, around, like, people. So I go to Chinatown, I go to, like, a Chinese bakery, got some pastries and bread, eat that, and then there's, like, this really good, like, grilled meats place, like, a barbecue meat place. It's, like, very, like, Hong Kong style. So I was like, okay, I'll hop over there for lunch. And I'm, like, in line and ordering, and I got a text from my friend when I was in Vancouver, the one I was staying with, the family friend, and he's like, oh, LOL, not LOL, but I forgot exactly what it says, but like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I don't think it's probably not a text you want to receive, but I tested positive for COVID, and I was like, oh no, like, I'm standing in line, I'm like, oh no, what do I do? I was like, well, I have to eat, so I was like, I'm just keep standing in line, but I am, like, trying to, like, get a test. It's such a pain. I couldn't find a self-test kit. And the whole time, like, texting with Keen.
Yeah, I'm like, I was really shook when I was seeing this.
I was really scared. So I was, like, texting with Keen. I was like, oh, no, what am I gonna do?
I don't think it was really helping, though. I was fully making it worse.
No one was helping me. It's okay. It's fine. I was like, because, like, it was the middle of the day and, like, everyone was busy. So I was like, okay, never mind. So, like, I have to, like, deal with myself. I called my sister for a bit. She helped me find, like, a place to, like, get a rapid test done. I paid, like, $70 or something. 70 Canadian, which is, like, what, like, 50 US?
That's fair, I think, for a test.
That's
100 here, anyway, so.
So I was good, but then I was like, okay, I gotta go. But, ooh, I will say, just in case anyone's wondering, my Hong Kong roast meat trio with rice, very delicious, just in case anyone wanted to know. I don't remember what the restaurant was called.
That sounds really good, honestly.
You know,
because,
okay, so, like, you know, like, in it, like, the Cantonese, like, it's like, usually get, like, the roast duck, the, like, the siu yok, which is, like, the roast pork with, like, the crispy skin.
Yeah.
And then char siu.
That's the classic. That is the classic.
It's so good. They had, like, chicken there, and I was like, no. Who eating chicken? Not me. I really wanted to get, I asked for noodles, but they gave me rice, but they were very busy, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna say anything, because I don't.
Lucas, aren't you vegan?
I was on vacation.
On air.
I was on vacation.
Cotton 4K.
Don't embarrass me like this. Anyway, so I had to, like, emergency exit Canada because I was scared. And I was like, you know, if I do catch her, I want to be at school where I can quarantine, etc. So I had to leave on the bus on a Greyhound, yeah. A 9-hour Greyhound. It was borderline torturous, but I survived.
I was really scared for Lucas because I had literally, like, hours before listened to a podcast about someone, like, who got killed on a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, and that was really helpful to hear about. I was really, like, I was like, hey, guys, I'm taking the bus. And then Joaquin's like, oh, praying for you, sis. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, are you actually, like...
I was really scared. I was like, what is I felt like it was, like, very, like, it was very...
because of your text, I, like, had anxiety. Yeah, and I, no, like, cried.
It's because, like, there's, like, a fortune. Like, I don't know. Like, when things, like, line up to me, it's, like, anxiety-inducing. I need everything to be random. Anyway, I need everything not to make sense.
I made it back safe. I watched Turning Red on the bus. It was actually quite nice.
I love Turning Red, generally speaking.
I did get a refund on my day trip bus tour to Quebec City, but I did not get a... partial refund for my Airbnb, which is very sad, but it's okay. But yeah, I wish I had more time in Montreal. Maybe I'll go back another time with other people, because I think it was a little bit scary to be by myself. I don't know. I don't think I'm cut out for, like, true solo traveling. I think I'm great at meeting people in their cities, but I don't think I'm a go to a new place by myself kind of person. I think that's what I discovered.
Yeah, I feel like I need, like, maybe at least one or two friends. I've never traveled with friends, actually.
I think with COVID was a little bit scary.
Yeah.
I think maybe if there wasn't, like, if COVID wasn't a problem, it wouldn't be so bad. Anyway, this next song is the only song that Joaquin put on the playlist here.
Everything else has been me. I think this song is very legendary, very iconic.
Anything else you want to add? Where's she from?
She is a Boston gal, apparently. Just I had like no us. Idea, honestly. She such an iconic queen. Like, generally speaking, her music, life-changing. This has, like, changed the biochemistry in my head, generally speaking.
Okay, let's play it.
Okay.
Beep.
Everyone,
that was Donna Summer, Bad Girls, Beep Beep. I kind of like it. I don't think I've actually heard that one before.
It's not a song like Ghost Places, but it just is a vibe. Like, you just put it in the background.
That's a lot of,
and,
disco songs from
that
the
is
80s.
Disco songs. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. There's not. They don't have like a. It's very circular structure.
Well, they start off strong and they just stay there, and I like that actually.
It's good for a club. Yeah. It's good for like when you're doing the dancing.
Says someone who's never been to a club.
I have been to one club.
That wasn't a club. That was a bar.
Okay, but. So, I don't know.
Ooh, when I was in Vancouver, I went to this like really, really loud bar. I did not like it.
Was it even like sports bar?
No, it was just a regular bar. And I think I realized this. I used to think that I would like didn't like to go out like to like night things because of COVID. Because like I think I used to like it before COVID, and then after COVID, I'm like, ugh. But then now I think I'm just lame. Like, I think I'm just really boring, and I like to stay inside all day in like my room, or like stay in like. I like to be in people's homes.
I think I am the same. Like, I'm very much like, I just like staying at home and like relaxing and having like a nice cup of like coffee or tea.
I think I'm a different person. you know, I'm 21 already.
Have I changed you?
No, but I think I'm 21 now. And you know what? I made fun of my sister because when she turned 21, she told me that she was past her clubbing prime. And I think she was right. Because I think I'm past my prime as well. Like, I don't feel like doing anything. Anyway, but yeah, we've reached more or less the end of our time here. Please tune in next week, for those of you who care, for our Queendom 2 round 1 review. I watched the episode last week with Hyolyn and BBZ.
I watched the stages.
Yeah, their stages. Very good.
Very,
I'm not
going to
disclose
good.
Exactly how I feel. That's for next week. And then the rest of the four will be basically in like 5 hours. Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I've seen some spoilers. Like, I know what's being performed for the rest of the
season,
except
know.
For Luna. I don't know what Luna's performing.
Because they're doing the digital, so
yeah,
it is
and
what it is.
I feel bad because they're going to be automatically sixth place, but...
Oh my god, that means they're like in our elimination range.
I don't think they'll eliminate anyone.
No, they might. I don't know.
Well, let's hope that they don't place last then.
They have to work really hard then, yeah.
I don't know. I've also heard some not great things about the cover round. But no, I won't say anything.
Don't trust all the Twitter rumors.
No, I saw clips.
Oh, yeah.
Leaks go around.
Don't watch the leaks. Don't spoil yourself.
I'm nosy. I'm sorry. I can't stop myself.
Anyway,
but yeah, our time is up. This is Lucas.
And DJ Quinoa.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. This was The Slay List. And we're gonna close this out with another Canadian artiste, a very precious one of mine. Some might say she's been what you've been waiting for, Chun So-mi.
The winner of Produce 101.
Kim Sejong, you will never be famous. Just kidding. She's actually very famous now.
She's very famous.
She's making more money than So-mi. This is Anymore. It's off her latest album, XOXO. It's an all-English track, so don't get too scared for those of you who don't care about our K-pop songs. Anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
You got me second guessing everything. You mess me up, you mess me up. Smoking away all the pain. I'm rolling up, I'm rolling up. I'm taking shots to drown these memories. I'm drowning now, I'm drowning now. I should've never gave you the key to my soul. To be lovers, now we enemies.